has chosen Ramadan to be the best of the month to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is because of too many different virtues that comes into Ramadan. I'm not going to speak about the different hadith that talks about the different virtues of Ramadan. This is not the topic for it. The topic is how to prepare ourselves for Ramadan, how the Prophet needs to prepare himself for Ramadan. So first of all, we have to have the reality of this month, the month of Ramadan. The companions radiallahu anhum and the early generations, they used to make Ramadan as the most important thing in the whole year. So as if the whole year is just rotating around Ramadan. They used to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make them be alive during Ramadan so that they can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get the great reward that is mentioned in the hadith regarding Ramadan. Then when Ramadan comes, they would get everything that they can do as far as doing worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it. After the month is over, they used to make dua that Allah would accept the deeds that they did in the month of Ramadan. So basically, as if they were created for Ramadan, and the whole year they're just preparing themselves to be able to get all they can do during the month of Ramadan. And the reason for that is, the Muslim is doing a trade with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sells himself and his soul for the sake of Allah, to make his religion superior, and in return he would get the Jannah, the paradise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the believers. And if you take the example of someone that is having a certain business or trade, and in 1 month he would get so many profits that would cover most of the profits that he would make in a year. But even more than that, imagine that in one day, that if you have a business, you would get the profit of over 1,000 months, which is over 8 years, that a person would get in profit. How would a person prepare for that one day of sale if he has a business? His whole year will be just preparing for this one day that he would earn in it the profit of over 8 years of wealth or profit. This is just a simple example for our worldly affairs. Imagine this is the case for the month of Ramadan, but in the big difference between the two is that one reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better than this whole world and whatever it contains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the surah that is recited till the day of judgment with Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr, which is a night in Ramadan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in it that the ibadah in it is better than 1,000 months. The reward of it is better than 1,000 months. And the way that we deal with the verses of the Qur'an, we're not taking this as a mean of exaggeration, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was never exaggerating his verses, but it's in reality this is the case. So whoever reaches this night of Qadr, and he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and pray and recite Qur'an and make dua, the reward is equal to the reward of someone that is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for over than 1,000 months. Great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show His mercy over the ummah, the followers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very simple deed, and in return, a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reward is never compared to the deed. The deed is very simple, and the reward is tremendous. And if you ponder over our deeds, basically, all the ibadah that we do would never ever be equal to the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it's Allah's mercy that He allows us to do these simple types of worship, and He would give us this tremendous reward from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, makes the person increase his love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. If He would punish all His slaves, He won't be doing unjust to them, but out of His mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He accepts these simple deeds of us, and in return He gives this tremendous reward from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we read the hadith of the Prophet that talks about the month of Ramadan and how virtuousness this month is, and how the gates of Jannah are opened and the gates of hellfire are closed, and the angels are making istighfar and making dua for the fasting people till they break their fast, and in it is the night of Qadr, which is the night of Qadr, which is better than 1,000 months, and there is people that are freed from the hellfire every night of Ramadan. That is, every night Allah frees people from the hellfire. Great rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as I said, maybe we can talk in a separate time about the virtuousness of Ramadan, what we do in Ramadan. But since we didn't get to Ramadan yet, we have some job to do before Ramadan enters, and that's what we have to get busy with, so that we don't start getting all what we have in the month of Ramadan, but we start before it. A Muslim is not a seasonal Muslim. Some people are just worshippers of Allah in seasons. They make more worship in Ramadan, but then after Ramadan they go back to their old habits. They only know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ramadan. Or they recite Quran only in Ramadan. Or they pray night prayer only in Ramadan, and things like that. For a Muslim, for a true believer, this is not the case. He's a true worshipper, a true slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he has to do it a certain days or a certain month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has more rewards for his slaves who repent and do good deeds for him subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they would get more and more rewards by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So knowing and realizing the virtuousness of Ramadan, there are certain things that we can do before the month of Ramadan. One of which, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to fast during the month of Sha'ban more than he would fast in any other month besides Ramadan. Ramadan is the obligatory fast. And the month of Sha'ban, the Prophet ﷺ used to do optional fasting that is more than any other month in the whole year. Aisha radiallahu anha states in the hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يصوم شعبان كله إلا قليلا. That the Prophet ﷺ used to fast the month of Sha'ban, except little, except few days that he would won't fast in it. Umm Salama radiallahu anha states in the hadith narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi, أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كَانَ يَصُومُ شَعْبَانَ كُلَّهُ. That he عليه الصلاة والسلام used to fast the whole month of Sha'ban. This is another narration by Umm Salama radiallahu anha in the authentic hadith narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast the whole month of Sha'ban. And the reason for that, as the scholars have mentioned, is to prepare oneself for the month of Ramadan. When we ponder over this issue, Ibn Rajab, rahimahullah, in his book Lata'if al-Ma'arif, he explained this point, and he said, the reason, or one of the wisdoms behind that we pray certain sunnah prayers before the obligatory prayer, is to prepare oneself for the obligatory prayer. You know the hadith Qudsi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in it, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَضْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. There is nothing that my slave would get closer to me by doing other than the obligatory actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it obligatory on us. So what this means is, the things that Allah has made it obligatory for us to do are the most loved acts by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So prayers, fasting in Ramadan, zakat, all these types of obligatory actions that we were ordered to do are the most beloved actions by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when this hadith means that we have to give more care and more attention to the obligatory more than anything else, and you can never get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by anything more and better than the obligatory acts. So, for a person, for example, to be attentive and to give more care to the optional prayers, but then his obligatory prayers are neglected or not done in a perfect way, then he's not doing the right thing. He would get himself so tired, even if he prays day and night in optional prayers, but his obligatory prayers are not done in a perfect manner, then he is a loser. And there was a story from Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he missed one of the companions in the Fajr prayer. So he went to him after the prayer, after the Fajr prayer was over, and he asked about him at his home. He missed him there, he didn't see him in the masjid. So he went to his house and he asked about him, and his mother told him that he was praying all night. And because of that, he felt tired, so when the Fajr Adhan came, he prayed at home and he slept. First of all, he didn't have the intention to leave the congregational prayer, the Jama'ah prayer, But because of praying all night, he felt so tired, and he was excused, actually, because sickness is one of the excuses not to pray in congregation in the masjid. So he left. He didn't go for the congregation's prayer, and he left, and he prayed at home, and he slept. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he heard this, he said, لَأَنْ أَنَامَ اللَّيْلَ كُلَّهُ وَأُصَلِّ الْفَجْرَ فِي جَمَاعَةً أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ أَقُومَ اللَّيْلَ كُلَّهُ وَأُصَلِّ الْفَجْرَ فِي بَيْتِي أو كما قال رضي الله عنه. He said, the meaning of which, it is better for me that if I sleep all night and pray Fajr prayers in the masjid, this is better for me than waking up all night in prayer and praying Fajr prayers in my house. Why? Because they knew that the most rewardable acts by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the obligatory acts, because it's the most loved actions, and that's why Allah has made it obligatory for us. So, we have to know the priorities. The priorities are the obligatory acts. And because of this, because this is the most beloved actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do certain sunnah, optional prayers before the fard, like two rak'ah before fajr, four rak'ah before dhuhr, two after maghrib, and two after isha besides the witr. And the reason for that is, one of the wisdom before that, as Ibn Rajab rahimahullah has stated, is that to prepare yourself for the obligatory prayers, for the most loved action by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why dhuhr prayer, for example, has four sunnah before it, two and two, after the first two you make salam and then you make another two. One of the wisdom behind this, and why the Prophet used to do this, is because usually dhuhr prayer is the prayer where people are busy with their worldly affairs. So for them to be able to get the best of the rewards in the obligatory prayer and reach the state of khushu' and humbleness during the obligatory prayer, you have to prepare yourself. So when you make wudu and you stand and you pray four rak'ahs of sunnah, you're basically cleaning and taking yourself away from the dunya so that you can get yourself in a state in which you can stand in your obligatory prayer and get out the best of the thing of your khushu' and humbleness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why one of the wisdoms behind the sunnah prayer. The same thing, Ramadan, as far as fasting, which is the pillar, one of the pillars of Islam, it's an obligatory fast. So it's the most beloved action as far as fasting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More beloved than fasting the whole year. So if a person fasts the whole year and then does not fast in Ramadan, for example, he is ignorant. Because the Prophet ﷺ said in the meaning of the hadith that if a person breaks his fast one day in Ramadan, fasting the whole year won't be beneficial for him, won't be sufficient for him, because this is the obligatory, has to be given all care to it. So because of this, it is sunnah, it's recommended for us, and the Prophet ﷺ used to fast before Ramadan, to prepare himself, to clean himself, and he is the one, alayhi salatu wasalam, that all his previous sins and future sins has been forgiven, and although this is the case, he would fast in the month of Sha'ban. One narration that he used to fast it all, and another narration that he would fast it, all of it except very few of it, so that he can prepare himself for the month of Ramadan. Another important issue that we have to prepare ourselves before Ramadan is repentance. We have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent. And we talked about repentance before, that this is the job of the Muslim in all his life. The Prophet ﷺ, whose previous and future sins has been forgiven, he used to make repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times a day. And that's something that a person should do before the month of Ramadan enters. And tawbah actually is not just before the month of Ramadan, in every moment of our life. We have to check ourselves if there is a sin that we are committing and we are persistent in doing it. We have to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Muslim should never be consistent in doing a certain sin. But whenever he falls into sin, he goes back and he repents and returns to the right path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for the believers. But being consistent in doing a sin, whether it's small or big, this is not the characteristic of a believer. And how can a person seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan when he enters the month of Ramadan with his sins and without asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness? How can he prevent himself from eating and drinking, which is permissible for us? which if we made it forbidden for us, everybody would die. We make it forbidden in the day of Ramadan because Allah has forbade it on us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it forbidden for us to eat what is permissible during the day in Ramadan, which is eating and drinking. And so we abstain from the things that are used to be permissible for us, and then how can that happen when a person is breaking his fast on haram, on eating food that is not permissible, or eating food from a money that he earned from riba, usury, or other sorts of non-permissible acts, and so on and so forth. So making tawbah is something very important that a person prepare for the month of Ramadan by doing. Also increasing our good deeds. One of it is reciting the Qur'an. Some of the Salaf al-Salih, they used to call the month of Sha'ban is Shahr al-Qurra, the month of the reciters of the Qur'an. One of them even used to close his store, his business, in the month of Sha'ban, and he would take all the time in reciting the book of Allah, the Qur'an. As we know, the month of Ramadan is the month of the Qur'an, the month that the Qur'an was revealed in it. That they don't wait for Ramadan to come, they prepare themselves before it, so that once the month of Ramadan starts, they are in the mood of reciting more and more of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they used to recite more and more in the Qur'an in the month of Sha'ban, and we know the virtuousness of reciting of the Qur'an. As the Prophet said in the hadith narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha, من قرأ حرفا من كتاب الله فله به حسنة والحسنة بعشر أمثالها لا أقول ألف لا ميم حرف ولكن ألف حرف ولام حرف وميم حرف. Which roughly means that whoever recites one letter in the Qur'an, he would get one reward, and one reward is multiplied to 10. One is 10 rewards. And then he عليه الصلاة والسلام said, I don't consider Alif Lam Mim, which is the beginning of many surahs, these very short three letters. It's not one letter, it's three letters. One for Alif, one for Lam, and one for Mim. That means 30 rewards for just reciting the word Alif Lam Mim. Great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the time we will prepare ourselves before the month of Ramadan in reciting more of the Qur'an. Also, one of the things that we prepare ourselves in doing before Ramadan is standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and preparing for Ramadan by praying at night. Praying at night, the night prayer. So that when the month of Ramadan starts, the night prayer becomes something that we are used to, not something that all of a sudden in the month of Ramadan we're starting all over and trying to pray night prayer. The Muslim should be always having this type of sunnah where the Prophet ﷺ used to do it all the time, in which he would get up at night and he would pray before Ramadan and after Ramadan. So Ramadan is just basically the turning point for a lot of people. They repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they start a new way of life in which they become true slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also by making dua that Allah would make us alive till we reach the month of Ramadan, so that we can gain the great rewards that Allah has prepared for the believers. A lot of people that already have passed away, they wish they would come back to this life after they've seen all the great rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the believers. They would wish they would come back for a second or two so that they can do more and more of the good deeds when they see the reality of the things after they die. And definitely everyone has to die too. And we never know if we're going to reach the month of Ramadan or not. A lot of people would not reach the month of Ramadan this year because of death would come to them. So one of the things that the Muslims would do is make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he would be alive in the month of Ramadan, but under one condition, that he would do more and more of the good deeds if Allah gives him life till the month of Ramadan. Also, as we said, tawbah, which is basically cleaning oneself from all sorts of haram, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would accept the deeds in the month of Ramadan. Also, learning the rulings regarding fasting, how to fast, what is the negations of fasting, what are the things that are recommended in fasting, What are the things that are disliked while a person is fasting? What are the things that break the fast? And learning these things is obligatory for every Muslim to know before the month of Ramadan. The same thing if a person wants to go for Hajj. Not every Muslim is obligatory for him to know how to make Hajj. But if you decided that you're ready to go for Hajj, then it's obligatory for you to learn how to make Hajj. When a person embraces Islam, then he has to learn how to make Salat. And when it's obligatory for you to know the rulings regarding fasting, is when you're about to fast. Before the month of Ramadan, something that we have to learn is how to fast and what are the things that break the fast and so on and so forth. Also Zakatul Fitr, the obligatory charity, at the end of the month of Ramadan, we have to learn the rulings regarding it and how to pay it and where to pay it and things like that. So also one of the things that we prepare ourselves for is to spend some of the money that we have for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cleaning ourselves from the things that will make us cling to this dunya and be more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the month of Ramadan starts. Basically, it's reviving oneself and sitting with oneself and seeing that we are far away from being strong in our ibadah, then we start giving more and more time for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Sha'ban, so that the month of Ramadan comes in where we are ready and be able to get out whatever we can in ways to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Ramadan starts, it's a whole different story. And we have to realize the importance of the month of Ramadan so that it does not pass like every Ramadan that passes every year. It has to be different. Every Ramadan, a person accelerates in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reach the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are just a reminder. It's not a test. It's not a lecture. It's just a reminder for myself and for everyone else is that we need to take a great care for the month of Ramadan. Learning how to recite the Qur'an, recite it over and over again, ponder over its verses, fasting, giving charity, praying at night, all these types of preparation, so that when Ramadan comes, it's a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can a person know these types of rewards that Allah has prepared for the believers and then be able to sit and relax when so many people are advancing in rewards and in levels but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they increase their acts of worship in the month of Ramadan. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us life till we reach the month of Ramadan and to be able to worship Him and make Him dhikr and make an ibadah the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes in Ramadan and in other than Ramadan. There are certain rulings for Sha'ban. Maybe I don't want to give more details about that, but in very brief way, The night of the 15th of Sha'ban, as everybody know, it's not the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ that you would give it any certain attention. There are all week hadith that mentions the night of the 15th of Sha'ban. There is no evidence whatsoever about the Prophet ﷺ making certain types of worship at the night of the 15th of Sha'ban. There are some hadith that talks about its righteousness, but as far as a certain act of worship, there is nothing narrated by the Prophet ﷺ that he would give a different care to that night. And as we mentioned that yesterday, also fasting the second half of Sha'ban is absolutely permissible, it's recommended. Some would quote the hadith, إِذَا انْتَصَفَ شَعْبَانْ فَلَا تَصُومُوا. If Sha'ban reaches the middle of Sha'ban, do not fast. This hadith, although a lot of scholars had authenticated it, a lot of them also had made it a weak hadith because it contradicts the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the doing the action of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he used to fast the month of Sha'ban, all of it or all of it except very few. So fasting all the month of Sha'ban is something recommended, whether it's in the first half, whether it's in the second half. If a person has the habit that he fasts Mondays and Thursdays, then it's good to continue this and he should not cut it. Also the 3 days in the month, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th. But specifying and specializing or fasting the 15th of Sha'ban specifically, thinking that there are rewards in fasting this particular day, there is no such a thing. It's an innovation in the religion. But if you fast it as part of the month of Sha'ban or part of the 3 days, the lunar days, where the person would fast them for the sake of Allah, then there is no harm in doing so. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us rewards for our actions and help us in gaining rewards from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there's any questions, inshallah, you can try to answer them, inshallah. And I would think, of course, that Sheikh Adli will give you lessons about the rulings of fasting and things like that, or maybe, you know, there's Laila or someone like that. It's very important to learn the rulings of fasting before the month of Ramadan.